Lynn Buchanan stopped at this point and said he didn't know whether anyone had acted on his divination. The way the secret psychic unit was structured, he explained, meant that once his divinations had been passed upwards, he was rarely given feedback about what happened next. He had no idea if U.S. authorities subsequently contacted Christy McNichol. So I attempted to ask her myself. I emailed her to inquire whether by chance she had known where General Manuel Noriega was holed up in December 1989. In addition, was I the first person to have approached her about this matter? Or had others, perhaps U.S. intelligence operatives, contacted her in the past? I never got a reply. For everyday agnostics, it is not easy to accept the idea that our leaders, and the leaders of our enemies, sometimes seem to believe that the business of managing world affairs should be carried out within both standard and supernatural dimensions. Over the course of a year or two, I contacted everyone I could find who had met Jim Channon during his late 1970s Californian odyssey. One of them was Stuart Heller. Stuart had been introduced to Jim by their mutual friend Marilyn Ferguson, the renowned author of The Aquarian Conspiracy. Stuart told me that Jim was just marvelous. These days, Stuart teaches business executives the art of stress control. He visits Apple and AT&T and the World Bank and NASA, and he coaches their managers in how to remain centered and tranquil in the midst of the workplace hurly-burly. He is one of scores of similar gurus who traveled from business to business throughout the Western world, fulfilling Jim's 1979 prophecy that what is developing today on the coast will be the national value set 10 years from now. At one point during my conversation with Stuart, I happened to ask him if he knew anyone who was the living embodiment of the First Earth Battalion. Stuart instantly replied, "Bert Rodriguez." "Bert Rodriguez?" I said. "He's a martial arts guy down in Florida," Stuart said. "My younger brother is one of his students. I've never met anybody like Bert. His gym is always full of ex-military guys, ex-special forces, spooks. And in the middle, there's my skinny little brother."